It's a frightful sight to see what goes on Halloween night.
Good evening to all you tympanic membranes out there. You're listening to the 2020 North Carolina Radio Play Festival on the CPF Radio Hour. My name is Manny Mandible.
And I'm Max Maxilla. Call me Maxine and you die.
Last time I did, her knee bone connected to my chin bone.
Together, we're two skeletons in the closet. The most trusted shock jocks of 2020.
Coming up next is Voices Like Whispering, a play by Deborah Kaufman.
A man begins to hear voices after a traumatic accident. His psychiatrist encourages him to face the cause of his distress.
Could this be our most haunting story yet? Stay tuned to find out. This is Voices Like Whispering by Deborah Kaufman.
So how have you been?
Okay. Okay, well, not okay.
You seem restless.
It's hard to sit still. My heart is racing like crazy, but I'm tired all the time. How can both feelings be in the same body?
How are you sleeping?
Badly.
Have you been taking your meds?
Yes.
As prescribed?
Yeah, except I stopped taking them before bed. They were giving me headaches. Nightmares.
When did you stop?
3 days ago. I suppose you think that's significant. The number three.
Why do you say that?
You're always talking about folktales. Those stories always have the magic number three. Three bears, three sisters, three wishes.
That's true. But I don't recall my mentioning folktales in our sessions. Are you thinking of any particular story?
No, just... why do you have all these dolls or action figures or whatever on your shelves?
You asked me that last time.
Did I?
I have a family practice, and sometimes having a figure of a familiar character or archetype can help a person open up. It allows someone to talk to a figure and tell it something they might not want to say directly to me. It can evoke a deeper sensibility. Are there any you're interested in?
No, that's for kids anyway.
Not necessarily.
They creep me out.
All of them or any in particular?
That one. It's like the dummy in the Twilight Zone episode with the ventriloquist.
Which one is that?
The ventriloquist dummy starts talking on its own, it takes over the act, and ends up killing the ventriloquist.
Is there something in you now that wants to take over a situation?
What's that sound?
The clock?
No, listen.
The heat just clicked on.
No, voices, like whispering. You don't hear that? It's gone now. It may be tinnitus. Isn't that when you hear crickets in your ear?
Is that the sound? You said voices.
I don't know. Mind if I stand up, walk around a little?
Go ahead. Would you like to take a few deep breaths?
No.
A glass of water?
No, thanks. Okay.
What is going on with you, Chris? Right now, in this moment?
I don't know.
You seem agitated. Can you describe what's happening in your body?
My heart is racing. I can't sit still. I'm thirsty.
Would you like to take a few deep breaths? I'll breathe with you if you want.
I'll be all right.
It can't do any harm, right? Will you try? Just a few moments. It's good medicine. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, that's enough. Don't you want me to talk now so you can figure out how to help me? That is why I'm here.
What would you like to talk about? Shall I start? This is your third session, and I think what you came to talk about originally, we haven't gotten into any depth. You told me some ways the trauma manifested itself, such as the breakup of your marriage, but I haven't heard you getting to the root causes.
Trauma? You mean the accident?
Yes.
Well, you've seen the police report. What else do you want to know?
I'd like you to tell me in your own words what happened.
Look, can't you just prescribe me something better? Something that lets me sleep like the dead? No nightmares, no hangovers?
We'll talk about that later. Let's talk about that night.
Well, did the report say it was raining?
Let's put the report aside for now. In your own words.
It was raining. That sideways rain, almost like sleet. It was about 6 o'clock and already dark. I was driving home from Jimmy's. Okay, I'd had a few, I admit. That's in the report. My wife and I had separated. I told you that last time. She left me, if you want to know the truth. I don't like the way that doll is looking at me.
Do you want me to turn it around?
I guess.
There. Is that better? So, it was raining.
I was pissed, okay? Who wouldn't be? She wouldn't even talk to me. Moved all her shit out while I was at work. I couldn't stand being in the house alone, so I started going to Jimmy's, a bar a mile or three from the house. I figured if I had too much to drink, I wouldn't have that far to go. So it was dark, like I said. The rain was coming down sideways. All of a sudden, I see this white flapping, something like a dress or a sheet, wings. I swerved. I did, but the car must have hydroplaned.
Go on.
There was a thump. I thought maybe it was a dog or... I don't know if I even thought anything, you know? My mind just went someplace. Like some sort of survival mode kicked in.
Survival?
Like a voice said, holy shit, keep driving, man. Just drive, drive, get the hell out of here, now! I don't remember. The next thing, I'm standing in my yard, soaking wet. My shoes were soaked. My keys were in my hand. I just stood there. I was shaking, but I felt numb, like when you're a kid and you stayed in the water too long and you can't feel your toes and your lips are blue. The cops came. You read the report.
How are you feeling now?
What kind of parents let their kids trick-or-treat on a busy road at night in the rain?
Do you think it was the parents' fault?
Those kids were old enough to know better. They were walking on the wrong side of the road. You learned that in, like, second grade.
Do you blame the children?
Why were they there?
The driver is responsible for controlling his vehicle.
I hydroplaned. That's extenuating circumstances. One of them survived. It's in the report.
Yes.
The brother.
The girls died. Jesse and her friend Malika.
Listen, do you hear that now?
Stay with me, Chris. You were driving, and you left the scene, right? I'd like you to talk about what is going on with you in this moment. I'm here with you. We'll look at it together. Chris?
Can't you hear the voices? Are they ghosts or am I crazy or what?
What are you hearing?
They're saying you didn't even know us. You hit us and drove off. Why did you? You're a coward. You could have saved us. They will never forgive me. The parents, the brother, the girls beyond the grave.
They have every right to not forgive you, don't they, Chris? Their feelings are something you have no control over. You can only take responsibility for your own actions.
How can I make the voices stop? Jesse, Malika, is there anything I can do to make things right?
That was Voices Like Whispering by Deborah Kaufman. This audio production was directed by Mia Peters, featuring the voices of Jamila Curry, JCC, as Teresa McBride, and Benaiah Barnes as Chris Viola. Sound design and editing by Christian O'Neill.
A chilling reminder that life is fragile, and there are some mistakes that can never be undone.
This recording is a co-production of the Cary Playwrights Forum
and Creative Greensboro as a part of the 2020 North Carolina Radio Play Festival.
Say goodnight, Maxine.
What did you call me?
Another mistake I'm gonna regret.